What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, man. Shout out to my people over at Prize Picks, because there's a lot of things going on. Number one, first
Prize Picks. Feels good to win.
Or what's the line?
It's good to be right.
I haven't cut the new spot yet. It's good to be right. It's good to be right. All right.
First of all, it's Flex Friday, and it just got boosted.
I just point out, I think Rust Dog just won. I'm not really sure. What's the timing? No, what if that checks out?
Well, no, because Rust Dog wasn't paying attention. This isn't even an effect yet. It's not even an effect. So
let's go take another lap.
Let's see what's going on. But me, I've got two lineups out right now. I got two lineups because, yeah, I went with a little NFL preseason action. Okay, I did. And I'm gonna keep going that way until the preseason is over. I got Jake Elliott for the Eagles. They got him at 1.5 point after touchdowns made, PATs for some of you. I went more. Caleb Williams. 62.
Point after touchdowns made was a, that was a, I don't know, that felt like a moment, but go ahead.
Caleb Williams, they got him at 62.5 passing yards. I went less. Bo Nix, 42.5 passing yards.
Okay.
I went more.
All right.
And Spencer Rattler, half a passing touchdown. I went less. He ain't getting a touchdown in that one. I also got a lineup for week zero tomorrow. They've got that three square with Avery Johnson, half a passing
max
yard.
Discount, I believe they're
max
calling
discount.
It.
That's right. I'm sorry.
I got you.
In the K-State game against Iowa State, I got Garrett Oakley getting 20.5 receiving yards, more than 20.5 receiving yards. KSU tight end EJ Warner of Fresno State. They got him at half a touchdown pass. Give me more. That's a goblin. And Ben Gorbranson. I got him at less. He's the Stanford quarterback. Stanford ain't no good. I got him at less than 217.5 passing yards.
Does he talk Raiders too?
I hope not.
If you're taking any of this advice and you feel like you need help, there are numbers that you can call.
Everybody should be hyped. It's time to go. Let's go. We're here. Football's back, baby.
Wagering on Stanford?
Yeah, and I'm going less until proven otherwise.
Well, that's. I mean, it's fair.
So check this out. Go ahead. Download the Prize Picks app. Mm-hmm. Put in the promo code KIFM. Mm-hmm. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Just put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Mm-hmm. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. You must be present in certain states. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks, run the game. Donovan on the board.
Who the hell is Donovan?
Whoa, Donovan's been around. Let's not do that.
No, Donovan ever won this game before?
No, I think it's his first win.
Donovan.
Donovan on the board.
See, but the sad part is that Szabo could have had it, but Szabo don't care anymore.
Wow.
Like, this was before Donovan's message.
I'm sorry. Refer to the man as the logo. This is his league.
No, because the actual logo.
Donovan jumped in like, I guess everybody quit. Maybe I get my dub today.
He's going to get a championship. He's going to get a championship.
I want to point out, Donovan, I'm disappointed in Donovan. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you, like, those are the only two that everybody quit.
Everybody quit.
He did that sarcastically 4 minutes into your 10-minute read. Look, this is the longest read ever. That's terrible.
This being the longest read ever has nothing to do. Hey, put in the run you get when you get a chance.
Hey, Donovan's like, it isn't my problem everybody quit.
It's like the Royal Rumble when two people are trying to throw each other over. Donovan came in, tossed
Donovan,
him, he's the winner.
Hey, shout out Donovan. Shout out Donovan.
So Donovan is on the board, and these wins, these stats, will transfer over to the IGTBR league.
So stupid. So stupid.
It will transfer over. So, Zay, you still have an opportunity to go back-to-back. If you quit, that's on you.
So the AFL stats are counting, are transferring over.
Yeah, we count the ABA stats.
No, it's great. Took all those. We've integrated these stats before Major League Baseball did the Negro League. This is terrific. No, just running over the run your game stats. Great. Over three quarters of the league quits yesterday. In case he says no, we'll just run the stats.
Well,
over
we got
to the new league.
For viewership and for numbers, we got to make sure they're still incentivized.
Well, Zabo's John Cena over here, like
he's the guy to Ric Flair. I was gonna go Szabo Flair.
If he starts messaging, it's good to be right. That's Ric Flair in TNA.
Oh, I got you.
That's Ric Flair in, like, Bloods and Guts matches against Mick Foley over there. What are you two old-ass men doing? Sit down.
What would be the equivalent to Szabo faking a heart attack in one of these reads or whatever?
Yeah, he might have just done it. Run your game, whatever it is. He might have just done it.
Oh, man. That's what I was going to ask you yesterday, too. Do you think John Cena leaves his shoes in the ring?
Oh.
Because he doesn't have the traditional boots.
He'll leave a wristband in there.
Yeah, I think he'll leave
the little towel.
He'll leave a wristband, his new hairpiece.
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Stop it. I think he'll do the wristbands, the T-shirts. I don't know if he'll do the sneakers, but he'll have a.
Leave his little
I
towel.
Imagine everyone will flood out of the locker room and surround the ring.
Did you see? I think I saw this on Wrestling Ops. NBC confirmed his last match was going to be on Saturday Night Main Event.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
That'll be on Peacock.
No, we talked
too.
About that yesterday.
Yeah, hey, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Where do you want it to be?
No, I just don't want to know.
Oh, but they've told us. Like, they've been counting down this whole time.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
What would you...
I want to know when it happens. Like, after he loses, like, this is his last
Oh, that
match.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know going in that this is it.
Because what's the point?
I think that's right.
What's the point of watching anything up until that point?
Yeah, that's true. Give me a career versus whatever retirement match or whatever they call it.
Well, they did that with, like, everybody knew Shawn was beating Flair.
True. True.
Like you kind of know those things. You knew Taker was beating Shawn. Like, that's it's the nature. Like, you can
well, you can make this
figure
different,
out who's walking away.
But you can make it different if you put Cena over in his last match.
Sure.
Like, where if you want to build
some
intrigue.
It wouldn't be different. It'd be the Hunter treatment.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. Like, Hunter
you get the Triple H treatment.
Hunter needs a finger poke of Doom. I know he can't wrestle and all that. That's fine. Take a finger poke of Doom and go out with a loss.
You get the Triple H treatment on your way out.
Did Hunter get a last match?
No.
Beat Batista, and that was it.
No, yeah, he beat Batista in a trash-ass WrestleMania match that went on for 40 minutes.
Was there speculation
garbage.
That it was his last match?
No, he had some sort of
heart issue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Something that's happened, right. That's right. And it was that's like, right. Hey, you can't do this anymore. Like, you have to stop. Mm. And that was it. So he did the the boots thing, whatever WrestleMania that was. That match with Batista was terrible.
Who do you put Cena against?
Yeah, I don't know.
Finally beat Brock.
But he's beating Brock.
Yeah, but we don't think
they're doing Brock.
I have no recollection of that.
Yeah,
by
we
the
don't
way.
Feel like he
no.
Has.
Every memory I have of
the
that
first,
is Brock Lesnar reviving him.
When Brock came back, and they did the when Brock came back to the organization, like first time back from the UFC, he went against Cena. Cena beat him a month later.
I believe you, but
and
I'm
he
gonna...
punched him. Like, he busted Cena open
I
in the first
that.
Second, like, the first couple seconds of the match.
Anything I remember about those two is Lesnar beating the hell out of him. That's
but
all
he won the match.
I believe
he
you.
He hit the F5 maybe onto the stairs or something like that.
I believe you. I'm just going to look it up just to see it because I
but
don't even know what it
what you
looks
remember
like.
Is the 16-minute ass-whooping that he got at SummerSlam.
Extreme Rules 2012.
That sounds right. Yeah, it was an Extreme Rules match. That's it. Watch, yeah, Cena wins that match.
Yeah. No, once again, I believe you. I just can't.
But I think they're doing Cena and Brock like coming up here shortly. They might be doing it at WrestlePalooza.
Oh, man.
I don't know who the right opponent is for Cena in his last match. Maybe it's Cody.
Oh, yeah, F5 on the steps.
Maybe it's Cody.
Both of
Maybe them. It's Roman.
Yeah, I think Roman's a good idea.
Hey, no, I don't want Roman losing to Cena.
Well, no, you can have Roman beat Cena.
Nah, Cena loses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
you lose.
I thought
lose
you
your last match.
He get him over.
Bryce says. Oh yeah. Bryce says he's going to lose to someone like Carmelo Hayes. Go ahead and put Cena over on Carmelo Hayes for that last match.
Yeah.
See, here's what. Nah. No. Here's why I'm not okay with that. He did that for Solo. Cena put Solo over in a massive way, and it worked. Like Solo did well. But he already did that. He doesn't need to do that again.
No, I'm saying Cena can go over against Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, okay.
If you do put him in the same guy or whatever.
Yeah,
Carmelo Hayes would probably be like in the next 4 weeks. That type of match, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he's had like you remember he had that stretch with the U.S. title where he was doing matches with like Sami Zayn and those guys that were fantastic. He could do that again. Like Cena, like you put Cena in the ring with the right guy. He's terrific.
Yeah, he was
terrific.
Great on at WrestleMania.
I Randy Orton punt him, and that's how Cena goes out.
Oh, please, yeah. We do not need another Orton.
Why not
match.
Bring it back?
We don't
bring
need
it back.
Oh, we no, just saw it.
I don't know about the match. I thought you meant the punt.
No,
like, yeah, bring the punt back.
No.
Hey, the punt was terrifying when I was in middle school.
No, that was
great.
Dad, I think he just killed Triple H.
Hey, that look, no lie. I'm still not sure how they do it.
Didn't he punt Vince McMahon?
No, he gave Vince a concussion.
No, he should do it again.
That was a real one.
I'm not sure how they do it to this day.
Some of them are real, some of them are fake.
You got to see this. You've got to see this clip of Micah Parsons. You got to see this clip of Jerry Jones talking about Micah Parsons to Michael Irvin. This is terrific.
Oh, boy.
This whole thing is a work. This is more professional wrestling than professional wrestling. You'll hear and see the clip. Spoiler alert, seeing it hits different. I read it, then I heard it, then I saw it. And when you see it, it hits different. We'll play it for you next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Nah, it was crazy because we got to
sell that name or what?
Yeah, that's what I was...
Wait, what
in
happened?
The group,
our group text. Just go look at the tweet that was sent to us and that at name. I don't know if I can open that.
Oh, yeah. I actually think that's WCW's burner account sometimes.
That threw me off for a second. I said, wait, what? What's being
said? It's a good account. It's a good account, but I've always speculated it's WCW's burner account.
Yeah, we were talking during the break about I didn't. This is where the tweet came from because I was like, I ain't heard from MJF in 2 years.
I said WCW and his name, I guess, last week. He got mad at me. I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh.
I have to say WCW.
Oh. Well,
sorry.
Be careful.
I know.
Speaking kayfabe for.
No, I know. I know. I know. Well, we're in it's a different era of the industry here. But.
Tune in to 1320 Untold.
Yeah. Well, not here, pal. We're kayfabe. Kayfabe lives forever, I guess.
Untold.
Lives forever.
Icons.
Unlike Icons, which live for an episode.
We're going to get to the episode we're just going to have you play out the bit where we don't know if you're going to get a contract or not. All right, we're going to play it out for about a month, 2 weeks, and we're going to keep them in suspense.
You should have seen them on Monday where Complex clearly had... You talk about... Remember the decision and how it took 45 minutes for Jim Gray to ask him where he was playing next year? Yeah. Complex is sitting in the office, clearly has what is a contract in his hands, and these two are just talking and talking and talking and talking before he says, well, here's what we want to offer you, and then hands me the contract. And it's like, come on, man. You were sitting there holding it for 45 minutes. All right.
they had to get the commercials in.
I guess. Had to get the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich or whatever it was.
Of Roseville. Yeah. Rockland.
Boys and Girls Club of Rockland.
Those kids really needed it.
Really needed it. To be fair, I didn't know this originally because that's the same thing I said. That $2 or $3 million, whatever it was, that they that went to Boys and Girls Clubs across the country, not the one in Greenwich, Connecticut, the richest city in America.
Well, some of those kids there, I was like, those kids are not from Greenwich.
Some of those kids were forced to be there.
They did not get those kids from the community.
That is one of the worst moments in sports media history. It was just so bad. Jim Gray didn't even work for ESPN when they did that.
Was it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, was it really as bad as people say?
Yes.
Why, though?
Multiple reasons.
For a player as big as LeBron's stature at the time,
the idea wasn't bad.
So it's just the execution?
The execution was poor. And the story is as much as it's like the Montreal screw job. Everybody wants to take credit for it. Mm. It was Jim Gray's idea. Jim Gray was at a Laker game. I don't know if he was working or was at it, but Rich, Maverick, those guys were there, and so was is his name John Skipper? I think the old ESPN boss.
Yeah.
And Jim went to Rich and was like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, well, I'd love to get the first interview. And he's pressuring Rich for the first interview after LeBron makes the selection. And then he goes, why don't you just do it on TV? Like, what if you just did it on TV? Like, I could interview him and we could do this whole thing. And then he could announce on live television where he's going. That started the process. Skipper was there after the game. They have the conversation with Skipper's immediately like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was. The framework for the decision was put together. Mm-hmm. And this was, I don't know how many weeks prior, a month or so. Mm-hmm. And then they threw the whole thing together. They picked Greenwich because they figured he could fly into it inconspicuously. Mm-hmm. It doesn't tip his hand to New York. It doesn't tip his hand to Cleveland. It doesn't tip his hand anywhere. And then I think part of the flawed execution was Dan Gilbert didn't know that he wasn't signing in Cleveland until seconds before, maybe not seconds, minutes before he said Miami. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember who it was that called him and said, you know, LeBron's not signing back with you. Mm-hmm. He figured out it was Miami. He called Brian Windhorst Gilbert called Windhorst and was like, hey, can you leak this? He's going to Miami. Tell everyone he's going to Miami. And Windhorst is like, I know, man. It's not going to matter at this point. Everybody's watching the show. Mm. And 5 minutes later, LeBron takes his talents to South Beach, and a collective groan hits that Poison Girls Club. And I think part of it, too, was LeBron. LeBron looked scared to death. LeBron looked terrified saying he was leaving Cleveland and going to Miami. And it just created this giant mess of uncomfortableness. And then you have Jim Gray there, who's known for like bum rushing Pete Rose. Like Jim Gray had a distinguished career for like, I'm not, but he is very remembered for that Pete Rose moment.
Yeah.
And this was his next high profile thing after that Pete Rose moment. And it's another like cringeworthy, like, oh, this is bad.
I thought people made entirely too much out of the decision. And to this day, like the one that we used to always get me is they would say, oh, how could he go on national TV and embarrass and disrespect Cleveland like that? I didn't feel that way. It's fine. Like I just didn't see it that way. He made a decision to go play somewhere else. I think it was great entertainment.
I did not think it was entertaining.
I don't know if it needed to be an hour.
I remember being nervous. And I remember thinking, I was in Connecticut at the time, thinking, why am I so invested in this? Like, why is my heart beating fast? Like, why am I so invested in this moment?
Because we had heard that he was going to Miami. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith had talked about that. There's a done deal, all this other stuff. Other little rumors were out there. He's going to Miami. But a lot of people were probably just like, is he really going to do it? Like, mm-hmm. Is he really going to? And you weren't really sure.
I think the concept was spectacular. I just think they missed a little bit on the execution.
Nobody could do that today, though. I don't think, at least in the NBA, I don't think there's a player that could pull that off. Maybe Pat Mahomes.
Wimby when he gets to that point.
Yeah, maybe Wemby, but he's got to get
know,
there.
Though.
Like yeah, today, he can't.
I don't know.
And it's also different because LeBron was from Cleveland.
Yeah,
that it's not just leaving the team. It was.
Yeah, and he failed. Well, that's not fair. But the Cleveland failures.
Trying to get Mo Williams a ring.
Yeah, played a part into. What's he gonna do? Mm-hmm. How's this gonna work?
And it was Cleveland.
Yeah,
like Cleveland has this
for sure
stigma of being
loser,
like,
lovable losers,
and they finally got yeah. one, and they're gonna lose again,
yeah,
because of this guy.
Or was that the Red Sox? Who was the lovable losers? Was that the Red Sox or the Cleveland
Cubs? Maybe.
Oh, it was the Cubs? Jesus, yeah. Okay.
They're all losers.
Well,
well, not so much the Red Sox, but
Cavs weren't even lovable, or Cleveland not even lovable. It was just like
they were just yeah.
It's Cleveland.
Well, they just had gut wrenching losses. Mm-hmm. They had the Ernest Biner, you know, moment.
And now this was going to
they
be
had the LeBron moments.
You're going to
yeah.
lose the greatest player to ever play.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's right, though. I don't think there's anyone who could do that today. No. I don't even know that Wemby in 4 years could do it. I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime moment.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, everything that we talked about, though, like him being from Cleveland, I think, plays a big role.
The story of him going back to Cleveland is great because the story is he genuinely didn't know. Mm-hmm. He decides it's Cleveland. Like, he meets with his team. They all decide, hey, I think Cleveland is the move. And then he had already flown Lee Jenkins out to where he was. I think it was Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And Lee Jenkins is, like, hiding because he doesn't want anyone to see him there. So LeBron calls him. He says, hey, I'm going back to Miami. I'm going back to Cleveland. This is the story I want to tell. Mm-hmm. So he tells the story, and they get the publication already. And I get the way the story goes is they hit up Lee and say, okay, we're ready. He's like, all right, hit send. The I'm coming home piece post, they call, I don't remember if it's Dan Gilbert or David Griffin. Uh-huh. And David Griffin goes, oh, man, this is amazing. How do you want to announce it? And Rich goes, it's already out there. And the article had just posted, and I'm coming home. And I remember watching, I was in a different part of Connecticut, but I remember the little TV in the kitchen. Breaking news from SportsCenter, LeBron James is coming home. And it shows that picture from the SI Man of the Year that they wound up using for that cover piece. Yeah, yeah. And LeBron going back to Cleveland.
I can't remember.
No mention of Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, man. Poor Andrew.
Number one overall draft pick. Not even referenced.
I can't remember. Was that like a big rumor that he was going to go back?
Yeah, it had started to gain a lot of traction. I don't think anyone knew for sure. But our Cleveland insider was like, everybody in Cleveland to say he's coming back.
Well, I remember, actually, now that I think about it, your boy, he's gone, Bill Simmons. He was on the NBA ESPN panel, the post game and stuff. Uh-huh. And he had the quote after the clip after they lost to the Spurs. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, a lot of these Heat fans were like leaving early. They're like, this might be the last time you see LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you guys leave early? And I remember that was one of the times I was like, you really think he might leave Miami right now? And he's like, yeah, this might be one of the last times. Sure enough, went back to Cleveland. I was happy to see that, though. I was happy to see him go back to Cleveland.
Pat Riley told him it was the biggest mistake of his career when he called to tell him, like, hey, I'm going to go back to Cleveland. Pat Riley said, this is the biggest, you're making the biggest mistake of your career.
Was he right or wrong?
Wrong. He won a championship that will define his career. More so than 2020. More so than the two with the Heat. That 2016 NBA championship will define LeBron James' career.
He was this close to being right.
What's that?
I said he was this close to being right.
Pat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't know that. I think closing the circle with Cleveland was a huge, like, that's a huge part of his story.
For sure.
Like, if they hadn't, granted, it's almost impossible to, like, say, but even if they hadn't won, I think he still would have been, I think the reaction to him leaving in 2020 would have been the same. Mm. Like, he came home, we'll just ride with it. He goes to four straight NBA finals, loses all four, but he came home, made things right. And he's off to LA. Like, it's fine. He wasn't going to win here. Like, it's fine. It's hard for me to say Pat was close to being right on that. But then you ask the question, could they have won more titles in Miami? Could that of Miami Heat team, led by Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and LeBron James, could that have competed in the same way with the Golden State Warriors that the Cleveland Cavaliers did, and could it have competed with the Kevin Durant Golden State Warriors team in a better way than the Cleveland Cavaliers did?
Well, so we're kind of here now. Let's go there, because there's some questions that you asked in the rundown about basketball and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. and it led me to an article I saw this morning about the top 25 what ifs of the last 25 years.
Okay.
And they got some crazy ones. There was ones that there.
So can I? This was really birthed by your boy, Serge Ibaka.
Yes.
Or your nemesis, Serge Ibaka.
That too.
Who said he was asked about Kawhi. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, man, almost like he literally said, man, why are you asking me that? I don't want to talk about that. He like really despondent about Kawhi Leonard leaving Toronto, talking about we could have won two more championships with Kawhi Leonard in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it started like a thought process of, I've never really thought of that.
Right.
But I never really thought of Kawhi Leonard staying in Toronto as a what if in the NBA. What if you're always talking about like Derrick Rose, you know, Greg Oden, you know, what if Lynn Bias had lived, like those types of things. I had never once have I thought, what if Kawhi Leonard stayed in Toronto? Would they have won more championship? Never once thought of that.
I hadn't thought about that one either.
But Saric was right. That was a really good Raptors team. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't think about that either because it was kind of clear that just wasn't something that was going to happen, right?
I had heard immediately before the trade to Toronto at that year's summer league. He's going. It's the only summer league that I was ever in attendance at with Kara. Mm. And she was like, Kawhi's getting traded to Toronto and he's going to sign with the Clippers next year. Mm. Like he's not staying in Toronto. They're going to do the one-off trade and he's going to sign with the Clippers. That's when all of that whole Lakers, Clippers, leverage. It was like, I don't think any of this is true. Like, he's known for, it was never he's signing in L.A. It was always he's signing with the Clippers. So to Jesse's point, yeah, like, he may have given them a shot, but I don't think he was ever staying there. Now, this was, of course, this was before the trade. This was also before they won a championship. Right. And so I don't know what the weight of that championship meant to Kawhi Leonard.
Could have been, like, made him think a little bit.
Sure.
Like, and sure. Just being there for a year. Like, I didn't think I would really care too much about Toronto, but I've been here for a year. We won a championship. I like this a little better than I realized. Maybe they are a consideration now. Mm-hmm. But, he ended up going where people thought he was going anyway. Mm-hmm. But that is, like, if he doesn't leave, that is an interesting what if, because they would have came back with kind of loaded as a team.
Yeah. Like, Serge was good. Like, that squad was really good.
Pascal Siakam,
and Nick Nurse was good. Yeah.
Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry. Yeah, and Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Kawhi was so locked in at that point in his career.
Yeah. And it wasn't that different than L.A. in that you could sustain him missing time.
Mm-hmm.
If it had played out the exact same way, you could sustain the way that team was built. Kawhi Leonard missing time.
The interesting thing about it, and they won, and you can't take it away from them, is it does kind of feel like that was one of Giannis's missing rings. They were, I think, the one seed. They went up 2-0 against Toronto and then lost four straight. And it's like, would you have been able to fend off the Bucks another year?
Mm.
That was OG's, I think. First year or second year in the league too. So if he just develops the way that he has in his career, man, that Raptors team gets even stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you come across?
Man, so the article itself has some good ones. I had thought of some just in general, but the article had some great ones.
Okay.
I'll give you one that I thought about.
Okay.
What if Steph Curry had healthy ankles early in his career?
So Steph Curry has healthy ankles in his full career, at the beginning of his career. He doesn't sign that bargain contract, which turned into the greatest contract in the history of professional sports, which means Kevin Durant can't sign there.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing about what ifs is there's a domino effect to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Kawhi Leonard thing. What happens with Paul George? What happens with that Thunder team? What happens with that Clippers team? In this one, what happens with Kevin Durant? Does he stay with the Oklahoma City Thunder? Do the Thunder beat? Because that's a what if. What if Kevin Durant stayed with OKC?
Right.
Do they beat the Golden State Warriors the next year?
I think
that's the team they were up 3-1 against.
Yep.
I mean, obviously one of the greatest what ifs will always be Oklahoma City and James Harden. And I think that one's always a bit, I think that one's a bit rocky to talk about because James became James in Houston. And I don't know that he would have had that opportunity in Oklahoma City.
Right.
But it does that change the trajectory of that Golden State Warriors team? I know you and I think it does. And if it does, if we're right, if our assessment on that Cleveland Cavaliers team is right, what does it do for that Cleveland Cavaliers team? Does LeBron leave for L.A. if he's winning two or instead of winning one title, if he wins one of the next two, does he stay in Cleveland versus going to L.A. in 2020?
Right.
I mean,
that trickle-down effect is crazy.
Yeah, because Kevin Durant can only sign there in Golden State because of that contract Steph Curry had. And if Steph Curry signs a max contract because you know off that rookie extension because his ankles are healthy, Kevin Durant never writes my next chapter.
Right. They had one in the article that was real interesting. It's for the OGs a little bit. And it's what if Tim Duncan signed with the Magic? And from my recollection, that was Tim Duncan was ready to go.
Doc Rivers didn't let his family on the private on the team plane.
Right.
So okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying like that from everything that I've heard about that story is Tim Duncan was ready to go. If Doc would have allowed that or if Tim wouldn't have held that in such high regard, he would have signed with the Magic.
So it could be a work. It could be rewriting history. The story that they tell now, and again, winners can tell the story how they want to. Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich, the Spurs win. They could they told the story that Tim just wanted to experience it.
Like
he just wanted to
stuff.
Experience free agency. Not that he wasn't interested in Orlando or intrigued in Orlando, but he wanted to experience free agency. And I think the joke that he played was he came back to Pop and told him he was signing with Orlando in person. He's like, I'm going to sign with the Magic and let it play out. Let Pop get upset. And then said, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not signing there. So I don't know how real. I've never understood how real that was. But if. And maybe because you read this recently,
yeah.
That's the only team he seriously met with, right?
Yeah.
Was Orlando.
So, yeah.
And I don't know.
To your point, too, look, that's a bit of a wild ask. Wives and girlfriends on the team plane?
Yeah.
No, Tim. No, they cannot.
Yeah.
They cannot fly on the team plane. Are you crazy?
You're opening up a.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Because some guys have wives and girlfriends.
Well, can you imagine being the
Orlando? Some guys have wives, girlfriends, and others.
Shout out Lou Williams.
Damn.
Can you imagine being the Orlando Magic, though? And like, oh, yeah, we have such a good shot at Tim Duncan. It's like, no, he's just playing a joke on his coach over here.
Well, I don't think he was playing a joke. Like, I think he played the joke on Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he played the joke on Pop, but I think he wanted to experience being courted.
But he was never going to, like, from...
I don't think so.
Yeah, then that's what I mean. Like,
I don't
he was
think
never
so.
Seriously considering the Magic.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think so. But again, when you are the winner,
you
can tell the story how you want to.
Yeah. I guess the other good ones, what if Kawhi misses the shot against the Sixers?
That's a good one.
How does that?
Now, that would have sent it to overtime,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
So it would have sent it to overtime. They got
well, let's play long if the Sixers win that game or if they just go to the finals.
Yeah, I think that says more about the Sixers than Toronto. If the Sixers can win that game.
This one might not even be a sexy one, but is anything different if the Mavericks re-sign Jalen Brunson? Like there's a domino effect with the Knicks because I feel like Jalen is their centerpiece. But is the Luka Doncic outcome exactly the same or not?
So that's interesting. The only reason why I'm struggling with this is because they got Kyrie. Kyrie ended up playing the role of a Jalen Brunson, and it still led to Luka leaving or them being out on him.
True.
So, but I don't know. That's a good one.
Am I wrong in the thought that Jalen is the centerpiece, was the centerpiece for the Knicks and what they were doing?
For sure.
Like now,
even if that wasn't the plan, that's what it ended up being.
Now, I mean, we could just keep running down this road. That could have been Kyrie.
Yeah.
Where Kyrie come from again? At that time,
Brooklyn, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't going to get traded to the Knicks.
Wow, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, and then on there too, they got what if this is an interesting one too. What if Kevin Durant's foot is a half size smaller?
Yeah.
Brooklyn changes. Milwaukee changes. We look at Giannis differently. Giannis might be gone now.
We watched that game together.
Yeah, at your crib.
They would have won that game.
Yeah,
that would have been
the shot tied it.
Yeah. Okay.
Three would have won it.
Man.
But I think Bud gets fired.
Yep.
Giannis might give it one more year, but then he'd probably be gone.
And that was the year they won the title.
Yeah. The Brooklyn Nets might stay together.
Yeah.
KD doesn't go.
Does it feel like those three guys are too volatile to stay together? Hey, okay. Let me try that again. Let me get a do-over.
Hold that thought.
We'll be back here with more. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yo, side note, this dude Dylan Gabriel threw a pick six and had a fumble loss and was like, yeah, I'm here to compete. You didn't do nothing.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Thanks, Dwayne. It's your best contribution to this program.
We got entertainers, then we got competitors. We got scrubs.
Hey, ho, point me to the competitors. Where are you at? Point me to the competitors. Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Let me let that live for just a second. Let me let it live. I did everything that I needed to do to sign up for ESPN Unlimited yesterday.
Yeah?
It was a bit of a process, but I actually think...
Well, wait a minute. You got what I got, so you signed up for $30?
So, but here's the thing. I already have Hulu, all that. I had... I was paying $12 for ESPN Plus. I had a Disney Plus Hulu subscription.
I got that.
For $12.
Okay.
I canceled my ESPN Plus, got the bundle. I think I'm paying, what, $5 more now?
I don't know.
Because if you take the two, here we go. Streaming services with Kenny Caraway.
God damn it.
I'm paying $12.
Can I still read Bobby Marks' article with this login?
I don't know. I hope so.
I'm going to be honest. That's all I care about is I want to read Bobby Marks' article.
I had Hulu and Disney for $12. I had ESPN Plus for $12. I got rid of ESPN Plus, and I got the whole bundle, and it's all $29.99. So
I don't know. I don't know which one. I don't know what I have.
I didn't know I had the $11.99 bundle for Hulu. Somebody was getting over on me. So now I'm all locked in. And look, so far nothing new. They have a multi-view on there.
Okay.
On the ESPN app. I guess that works good when you're watching college basketball.
What do I have?
They may allow you to watch NBA and college football. Like, we can't watch the Kings unless they're on there, but you get the point. The one thing that is interesting, and I maybe it's just a preseason thing, I'm not sure, but they have NFL preseason games on ESPN Unlimited this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that and that might be a sneak peek into their NFL premium?
Maybe so.
Merger?
Yeah, maybe so. I think there's like three or four games that are on ESPN Unlimited on Saturday or something like that.
I'm just trying to figure out what account I have. I don't know. It's telling me to save, let's say, $6. What do I have?
You probably got Plus
I got
and
Disney,
the bundle. You got the same thing I did, probably.
Yeah, Disney, Hulu, ESPN, Select Bundle Premium. That's what I have. And how much did you say that was?
Select might be $24.
$26.99.
Unlimited is $29.99. So you pay like $3 more, I guess.
So I need to change it
to Unlimited. ESPN Unlimited.
What I got? Oh, man. No, it's the... What's the one that's $38.99?
What's that?
I don't know. That's it's Disney. Got? Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Unlimited. What's this one say? ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney, Hulu Unlimited. Ads, Unlimited with ads. Oh, maybe this is the one without ads.
Oh, yeah, see, that's your problem. Go ahead. Give me that that bounty ad. It's fine.
$38.99 for 12 months. Then it'll be $44.99. So that's the thing. Your cost is going up to $35.99 a month.
Yeah, I saw the fine print.
Man, like, come on, man.
I saw the fine print.
Come on, man. So,
But you're already.
And you know what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to. Not that you would, but you won't be able to share the NFL premium thing anymore because it'll be this account. You'd be sharing all four accounts.
That's right.
Not that you would.
No, never. Now, look.
Come on,
I will
man.
Say this. I will say this as, you know,
what's
I don't know.
One,
maybe
dude?
I should be a salesman for ESPN. You are getting WWE with that now, too. Getting WWE with that now.
I feel like I just watched WWE and complain.
Oh, you're a true wrestling
fan. Guys, facts. Nah, That's a good point. You ain't a wrestling fan if you ain't complaining about something. I don't know. I'll figure this out. This is expensive. What did I just say mine was? $26.99. That's up $12.
How'd you get up $12?
Because it's $38.99.
What bundle?
Because
you got?
I don't have the ads.
I might better keep them ads, dog. You better.
With the ads, am I watching Moana and an ad pop up?
Yeah, the Charmin ad will pop up. It's whatever. Check your phone.
Just 45 seconds.
Yeah, scroll your.
Yeah, it's not me that I'm worried about. It's the 4-year-old watching Bluey, wondering why a
Yeah, back then, this is what we had back then. We had commercials.
Did we watch commercials?
These kids are growing up in an era of privilege.
You gotta take it back.
Mother is Katie from the Wake Up Call. They don't watch commercials.
You teach these kids who Billy Mays is and the ShamWow and all that stuff. Real commercials.
ShamWow. Is ShamWow what I'm thinking of? The
Flex Seal. Yeah. We were in the trenches. We were in the trenches back then. These kids don't want to watch commercials.
Flex Seal was a 30-minute commercial.
You know how many times I almost bought Flex Seal for a boat I didn't have?
I can't lie. I almost bought Flex Seal.
Look what it does, Ma.
Hey, dummy, we don't have a boat.
Flex Seal is crazy.
He's able to write to the commercial. Be like, I just saw this boat in half, but I put it together with Flex Seal.
That's funny.
Oh, no. The hot water heater is busted. The house could flood. Let me put Flex Seal on it. No, I'm not touching the hot water heater. I'll die.
No. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They don't make commercials like that anymore.
I'm going to have to think through this a little bit more.
Shout out Zabar. That was an infomercial.
Shake Weight was problematic.
Shake Weight.
The Shake Weight was problematic.
Extremely problematic. We were talking about NBA what-ifs before the commercial break, and you told me to hold that thought, and I'm going to be honest with you. I let it go.
That I did, too. Wait, let me see. Okay, because we were talking about the Bucks.
We were talking about Giannis. The Bucks, the Kevin Durant three.
Yeah, the Brooklyn three guy.
Yeah,
would they have been able to coexist?
Yeah,
I do.
Wait, was that before or after COVID? Like Jenny last in the shot.
That was after. Yeah, it was after
2021.
Remember the when Giannis and them won the title. They didn't have courtside seats.
That's right.
Because my only thing to say, like, no, it wouldn't work was that if it was before COVID, I think Kyrie goes through his whole thing. And I think that was a big part of what rubbed James Harden the wrong way. But since it happened after and if they hit the shot, then I think they could work it out.
Well, that's also another what if in that situation. What if Harden doesn't pull his hamstring 2 minutes into game one?
Bro, you can ask that question for like 4 years. What if James Harden doesn't do this?
Well, no,
what if James Harden doesn't do that?
He just failed.
What if you remembered how to run during the Philly series?
What if the Rockets hit 1 3 out of 27 rather than missing all of them?
They missed 23 in a row.
Was it 23? I thought it was 27.
Might have been.
I don't know. It was a lot. It was 27. They missed a lot of threes.
That's crazy. Damn. Yeah, I think they could have played together. I forgot, Jesse. That's a good pull by you. I forgot that Harden ended up getting flustered with Kyrie. So
there's always the Chris Paul thing.
Always.
What if David Stern hadn't vetoed the Chris Paul trade? And what's the story he tells? He didn't veto the trade. The story is that David Stern didn't veto the trade as the commissioner of the NBA. He didn't agree to it as the
operating partner
of the New Orleans Pelicans, and he called someone an idiot. It wasn't Alvin Gentry.
Why do I think it was the old Spurs?
Dell Demps. I think that's who the GM was.
He called Dell Demps an idiot after
Demps
he retired.
Was the one who refused to trade somebody right after that.
I assume Anthony Davis.
Okay, then yeah. I think Dell Demps caught some heat, so he caught some heat twice. I think.
Yeah, but to have the former commissioner of the NBA call you flat out called him an idiot.
Wait, I gotta see. I believe, because I heard the same thing, but now I'm gonna look up. Did he really call him an idiot?
No, I think he said it on wax. Yeah, look it up.
That's crazy.
Maybe idiot. I'm almost positive he called him an idiot.
Like that. Calls Dale Dempsey.
But that will always be that will always be a huge what if Chris Paul in the Los Angeles.
He called him a lousy general manager.
Dell
Demps is a lousy general manager.
That sounds like idiot to me.
I think you're thinking of the time that Peyton Manning called his idiot kicker.
Oh, yeah.
We've got an idiot kicker who gets liquored up.
I thought he called him an idiot. It's way funnier to think he called him an idiot.
I'm mad I looked it up, actually.
Well, we got to be accurate.
I like that story better.
Lousy general manager.
Boo! Boo! Talk that talk, Stern.
This isn't an old school thing to say. It's calling someone lousy.
Lousy.
And it's believable by David Stern, too, because David Stern would, like, he say what he needed to say.
He speaks in anger.
He said what he needed to
David,
say.
David Stern speaks out of, like, pure annoyance with your existence. Was there a committee to determine Ron Artest's suspension? Yeah. Committee of one. Takes a swig of water like he's Vince McMahon and Beyond the Mat. Like, man, what are you doing?
One of the other what-ifs on here, they got a bunch of good. It's a really good article if you like that kind of stuff. But it's what if the Pistons drafted Carmelo?
What if the pit? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Carmelo, my first thought is he wins a championship, but does he interrupt what that team had going on to get them to the championship? Because you were able to say, yeah, they got Darko, but Darko didn't play. Darko didn't interrupt the rotation. He didn't, there was nothing gained or lost that season by having Darko. If Carmelo's there, he's probably in the rotation playing 27 minutes a night. He's scoring, but does he defend the way that team needed defense? So my first thought is always no. He just wins a championship, yeah. But maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, but he doesn't play that way. I'm desperately trying to find David Stern calling Dale Demps an idiot, and he just doesn't. It is just such a deflating moment to today. He really ends with him being a lousy general manager. And the funny thing is, he does sell why he didn't do it. And now that I'm reading this back, David Stern is full of crap. God rest that wonderful man's soul. He is full of crap.
This is Steph Curry's around a lot of these.
Yeah.
And mind you, it's the last 25 years.
You probably, what if the Warriors told, okay, Jerry Stepp?
That's one of them, too.
Could trading Clay for Kevin Love.
That's one of them, too. That's a game changer.
Could you make the argument? Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
No, we're here.
Nah. Could you make the argument that everything stays the same?
Kevin Love
with Steph Curry.
I don't think so.
Klay Thompson with LeBron. Mm.
Klay at that time would have gone to Minnesota. Because that's before they won. So Kevin Love didn't get to Cleveland until 2016.
Oh, right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yep. You're absolutely right. It would have been Minnesota. I'm sorry. Scratch that.
To take the other
half. Because the Kevin Love trade thing went on for 2 years.
Yeah. To take the other half of that, though, I don't think that Warriors win with Kevin Love and Steph Curry.
Okay.
I think that Clay.
This is felt Kevin Love, too.
Yeah. Balling.
Yeah.
30-30. Kevin Love.
I don't think so either.
What if, this is a good one, what if the Bucks chose Curry over Monte Ellis? The old wise tale was, the Joe Lacob, or I think it was Joe Lacob, went to the Bucks and said, you pick which one you want.
Oh.
Monte or Steph.
And I don't think I've heard that.
Yeah. And the Bucks picked Monte.
Ooh. I don't think I knew that was the thing. I thought it was always
the article. There's been a
Lacob wanted Steph.
There's been a lot of hearsay over the years about how the Warriors basically gave Milwaukee Bucks their choice of Monte Ellis or Steph Curry in the 2012 trade for Andrew Bogut, or at the very least, both were on the table, almost like a Fox Talbert situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I don't think that's true either, but it's fine.
And Milwaukee,
I think there was a. I think there might have been a. Are you sure you don't want this one? In that conversation, you positive? Fine.
Yeah, and then the Bucks allegedly went with Monte.
Hmm.
That would have changed so much.
Yo, that would have changed. That
Giannis probably ain't in Milwaukee.
NBA. Yeah.
That one's crazy.
That would have absolutely changed the NBA.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.